January 19th, Shamran ADD.
Okay, today, number one, the distribution, number two. If you want anything to distribute wherever you're going, you can have as many as you want. And Shimona will be coming around to help you so that all your folds are in the right place. Because she's very expert and experienced. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. Okay, so next part. Om Jnanam Timiram Dasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Who knows what that means? I'm not taking anything for granted tonight. Who knows what that prayer means? Does anybody not know? Can you raise your hands who don't know what that prayer means? More? All the rest of you know what it means? Yes? You can, Anuradha? You say? Loud? Can anybody hear her? So he is my what? He is my Lord birth after birth. So just, thank you. That's good. So just imagine if I'm concentrating. So here's Jamuna. She's holding it up. You can see how expert that is. If anybody wants to take it from her and see, you can pass it around, Jamuna. So just imagine if when Shamarani or anybody is reciting those prayers and I'm actually hearing and I'm actually forgetting everything else that's going on in my mind, which I've been dragging around since the beginning of time, as a cat, as a dog, as a kangaroo, as a demigod, as an ant, as a bacteria. All that stuff is swimming around in the mind. So if I can completely forget about it, all the imagining, all the illusions that are going on, and concentrate and think about the meaning of what's being said, I'll advance very quickly in the path of bhakti. Om Jnanam Timiram Dasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya. What does Salakaya mean? It does? I thought Salaka means an instrument giving the ointment. Chakra means eyes. So if I can go in deeply and know what each word means, or at least what each phrase means, then I can go very deeply when I'm hearing it, when I'm hearing the prayer, which I'm hearing every day. And suppose I don't know, and I see there's an older devotee passing by me in the hallway or in the temple. So I just walk up to them and say, can you tell me what Chakshusan Militam Yena means? And then that's the practice of Krishna consciousness. It's a cultivation, and that brings me closer and closer to my Gurudev, who only apparently left so that we will have developed more and more eagerness to his association. Because eagerness is the key to perfection in bhakti. So then a whole day can be arranged in, either if I see a younger devotee, then I tell them what I just learned. Oh, Prabhu or Didi, I just learned the meaning of the Om Jnanam prayers, word by word. Do you mind if I share with you a minute? And then I get uplifted, they get uplifted. And if I'm with somebody, if I pass by somebody who's older than me in bhakti, more years, then I might ask them, what does chakshu sammilita mean to me? And then I think about it. And then I say the whole prayer and I think about it more. And in that way we advance very progressively, very rapidly in bhakti. It can take a million years and it can take a year, depending on how seriously I take everything that I'm doing. Om Ajnanam Simirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshu Sunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Svadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yam pravrajantam anupetam apeta krityam. Does anybody know what I'm singing now? Besides Indira? What page is it on? What page is it on in the Mangalacharana section? It's from Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's in the Mangalacharana section of the songbook. In the blue book, page 7. If we look at that and try and... If I don't know what the individual words mean, then I can ask so many people around me. Or what each line means, or if not, at least the whole thing together. Because it's very, very significant. It says that Sukadeva Goswami is sitting in the hearts of every living entity. That means he's in my heart. He spoke to Srimad Bhagavatam. I can pray to him at any moment. First I pray to my Gurudev, and then my Gurudev brings me to him. I can't pray to anybody without first praying to Guru. And then he brings me to him and puts in a good word for me. Yam pravajanta manupetam apeta krityam dvaitayano virahaka taruvajuhau putreti tanmayataya taruvobanedu tam sarvabhuta hridayam munimanasosmi bhaktya vihina. You can sing with me if you know it. Taranga Marye Kripa Mahi Tvam Sharanam Prapadyam Brinde Namaste Charanaravindam. Does anybody know what we just sang? Tiruni loud. Very loud. Can you hear Balavaja? So if I'm actually, thank you. So if I'm actually concentrating on what the meaning is, if I know the meaning and I'm concentrating on the meaning, then I can understand how lucky I am to have the opportunity to utter that prayer every day. That here I am in an ocean of unlimited lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy, without any bhakti, bhaktya vihina, without any bhakti. Aparada lakshay, the only symptoms about me, or the qualities about me, is that I'm full of aparadas. I'm very expert at that. So, but O Vrindadeva, you can take that away. And you came here to this world to take that away and to give me pure bhakti. So I pray for your mercy. I take shelter of you. Just imagine how fast we'll advance when we take the opportunity of all the mercy that we're getting all day in the form of just these prayers. Tavoyvasmi, tavoyvasmi, na jiva mitam vina, iti vijaya radhe, tam nayaman charan sike. Janava, can you say what this means? Anybody? Can anybody say? Indira? But loudly, in English. Can you say it in English? Who?
Me.
No, you're whose? Okay, can you say it louder so that Narahari people can hear? Can you hear her, Narahari people? Okay. Huh? Can you speak louder? You want this? Indira.
I cannot believe without you. I cannot have the time and grace to be my.
Okay, so knowing that I'm yours, what do I want you to do? Huh? Please bring me to your lotus feet, knowing that I'm yours, and that I have no other shelter. Thank you, that was good. So just imagine I'm saying that, I'm thinking about what I'm saying, or I'm thinking about what I'm hearing, and I'm not feeling anything. So what do? I regret, I repent, I lament, I desire that I do feel something. So it starts working. Just by the desire, I start changing my desire. So we have lots and lots of opportunities every day, all day, to advance very nicely. Especially in Vrindavan. If I just think about what's happening, where I am, where am I? Every single particle of dust here in Vrindavan is Baladev, personally Baladev, Krishna's first expansion, in whom innumerable universes reside, in whom innumerable incarnations reside with all of their pastimes. They're all within Balaram, and he's in every atom of dust here, every particle of dust. And Jamuna Devi, Krishna and Radha and the gopis and the coward boys and their cows all played in this very Jamuna. I have a cataract on my eye so I can't see. So then I pray that please show me my fortune. So first I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Dikshagurudev. Are you going around, Jamuna? Checking so that nobody's wasting your hour. I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Dikshagurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad. Astoga to such Sri Srimad, Chulabhati Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Astoga to such Sri Srimad, Chulabhati Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. Yesterday we discussed one very important aspect of Srila Gurudev, which is that he is the Yuga Acharya. And we read about how he got that title. We read about the ceremony, about the beautiful worship done by the heads of parliament and all the village heads of Vrindavan, and we read about Srila Gurudev's lecture that he gave at that very auspicious ceremony. The day before, we discussed Srila Gurudev's beginning of his Western tour in Badger at the Manor, Bhaktivedanta Manor in Los Angeles, and how he said when he reached Badger, that when I was in the manor, Prabhupada told me, I'm not here. Then when I got to Los Angeles and I entered Prabhupada's garden, he walked up to me and embraced me and said, I'm half here. But then when I came to Badger, Prabhupada was so pleased about the honorific way he welcomed me that Prabhupada said, I'm fully here. So we discussed that in that first year, and then in every city, at least once a year, at least in one city per year, Srila Gurudev would discuss the theme about the five bhaktas. They're all uttam bhaktas, but there are gradations according to their istadev, their worshipable deity, and according to their type of devotion, how intimate they are. And by this we can understand in which ways we want to follow certain devotees, like Prahlad, in terms of tolerance, in terms of preaching, in terms of remembering Krishna and all obstacles, and in which way we want to, although we're many millenniums behind Prahlad Maharaj, but still we want to go beyond his devotion. We don't want to only think that Krishna is omnipresent, omnipotent, and that he doesn't need my personal service. No need to give him a glass of water because he never gets thirsty. So in this way, by studying the five bhaktas and going over and over them again and again, Srila Gurudev wanted to imbibe in the world who to follow in what way and to what percentage. And then, now we have the opportunity to get the hard drive of all of Gurudev's movies and lectures, or we have the opportunity to go on Puravati TV and watch it there or download it. He reasons them to say that Vaishnavas die while living still in sound. The Vaishnava dies to live in living tribes to spread the holy life around. So as we discussed the other day, sometimes when we would send out old Hare Kathas, devotees would write us complaints that why are you sending something from 2003 when it's already 2010? It's because all of his lectures are ever fresh, new, and eternal, and have appropriateness to our life any day, any year, of anything that we're doing or anything that we're involved in. Srila Rupa Goswami's teachings are all 500 years old. And similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teachings are 500 years old. Sukadeva Goswami's teachings are 5,000 years old. And he's telling stories of 5 millions of years old. But still, it's ever fresh and ever new and ever appropriate for our every moment, solve any problem that we have. So now we don't have that limitation of sending out old lectures or new lectures. They're all eternal and ever fresh. And how old is Gurudev? He's any age that you want to remember him. You can remember him as 12 and a half years old, as a Manjari, if that's your qualification. Or you can remember him from 1990. You can watch the old videos. In fact, have any of you seen the video that Krishna Karunya Prabhu sent out of Srila Gurudev and Srila Raman Maharaj? Raise your hand, yes? Okay, so is Santa here? She's still out. So I think Vitani wanted to show, Vitani wanted to have movie night. That is, once a week, minimum, we'll have here a movie night where we can show very beautiful videos of Shri Gurudev. So I'll ask Vitani if she can do that tomorrow night. Tomorrow day is the Viraha Mahotsav at the Krishna Balaram temple, Krishna Priyadevi's temple. And then tomorrow evening we can have the video of Srila Gurudev, of him and Srila Vaman Maharaj, where whenever he's talking, he's such a big oceanic smile, and whenever he moves it's just like dancing, like back in the 80s. And also, have any of you seen the Samadhi video? Hands? Who have seen it? One or two? So she can show that also in the evening for all of you on big screen. Is that good for tomorrow night? Okay. Yes?
Someone has a quick question before you go on. Two nights ago, do you recall you were speaking of Gurudev referenced four parts in the Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Oh yes, thank you.
Can you just go over
that? Yeah. So when we were with Gurudev in Holland, he said that there are five chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not exactly five chapters, but five subject matters. Because some of the subject matters may be two or three chapters long. And some are one chapter. And these five chapters, he said, if you don't know these five chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you cannot advance even one inch in Krishna consciousness. So these five chapters are Adi Lila chapter 4, which explains the reason why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Madhulila chapter 6, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeating Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya of the reality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was an impersonalist. So he convinced him through many, many Shastric references, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and so on, Upanishad, Isopanishad, how the Supreme Absolute Whole, whom there's nothing beyond, that is, we think there's so many things beyond Krishna. There's a transparent plastic sheet, there's a building, there are other people, but really, all types of fear come from thinking in a dualistic concept of life that there's something beyond Krishna. Vayam bhutya vinibheshita syat. All fear is due to this dual conception of life that there's something beyond Krishna. So Mahaprabhu defeated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and convinced him that Radha and Krishna are the Supreme Absolute Truth and there's nothing outside of them. Imagine what good fortune we have that our only business is to cultivate that reality. And then the third chapter is, I'm trying to go in order, Madhulila chapter 8, which is Rai Ramanam Sambhad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Rai Ramananda, where Mahaprabhu is like the ocean, and the water is evaporated from that ocean, and it turns into condensed clouds, and then those clouds pour rain back on that same ocean. And when the rain comes, at the time of the constellation called Swati Nakshatra. Then there are oyster shells in the ocean, and those oyster shells produce pearls. So that ocean becomes Ratnalaya, or the ocean of jewels. That is, Mahaprabhu is Krishna, who came to get the experience of what it's like to be Radharani and have her moods of love towards Krishna. So he was able to realize that by Ramananda Rai speaking to him. So he became that ocean of jewels, of realization. So that chapter, and then also Majjalila chapter 19, which is Sri Rupa Shiksha, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching Srila Rupa Goswami. And all these chapters that I'm saying were big themes, or are and will be big themes of Srila Gurudev on his international touring. Each year, he never went without at least one city of giving these themes. So Rupa Shiksha, which takes us from the very beginning, that there are 8,400,000 species of life, that the soul is 1/10,000th the tip of the upper portion of the hair, and going all the way to Madhurya Rasa in very beautiful sequence, and explaining, Mahaprabhu is explaining to Rupa Goswami what are the differences in the condensation or the intensity of one relationship with Krishna after another. For example, I'm trying to rush around the world with him now with you. Like for example, Shantara has the qualities of detachment from matter and attachment to the absolute truth. But there's no relationship of feeling the need to do service. And then Dasara, which is servitorship, has those two qualities plus an increased quality of I am Krishna's service, and with an unlimited desire to serve in whatever capacity that soul's constitutional form has. And then Satyara, or the relationship of friendship, has detachment from matter, attachment to the absolute truth, the sense of servitorship, but in a much higher degree. Whatever next relationship always has the previous qualities plus, with the addition that those previous qualities are at a much higher degree. Does that make sense? So the sense of servitorship is higher in the relationship of friendship than it is in the relationship of service. The detachment from the material world is greater, and the attachment to the absolute truth is greater in Sakura than it is in Shantara. Does that make sense? What time is it? Okay. So then comes Vatsalya, which has all of those qualities of the previous rasas, but in a much higher degree, with the addition of Vatsalya, which has the quality of nurturing Krishna. If I don't feed Krishna, he'll die. If I don't take care of him, he'll die. He's in various kinds of dangers. I have to protect him. If I don't chastise him, he won't grow up properly. Before Papaji's doors are closed, I want to mention something about the reason that they're wearing all white. They look so gorgeous, all glory to Janava Devi Dasi. She does such a beautiful devotional job. So does anybody not know, show of hands, not know why they're dressed in all white? Any more hands? Why? Don't know why they're dressed in all white today. What is today? What's the day today? Huh? No, the day. Wednesday, okay. And it's Purnim. So Purnim is the full moon night, full moon day. So on the full moon day, even in the nighttime, everything is very lit up because the moon is full. So Radharani doesn't want anybody to see her relatives, her in-laws, or any other sakis that aren't in her personal party. She doesn't want them to know that she's going out to meet with Krishna. So not only does she wear white or very light clothing, in fact, as the moon changes throughout the 15 days of getting bigger and bigger up to a full moon, and then it gets smaller and smaller up to the new moon, she may dress in darker and darker colors or lighter and lighter colors. So on the full moon day and night, she wants to wear white because then she'll merge with the moonlight and nobody will be able to spot her. But then she has black hair. So what to do? So she puts white flowers, or her maidservant put white flowers over her hair so that the black hair is covered. And she has a golden complexion. So they'll put camphor, which is white, camphor design on her cheeks and forehead, so she'll look more white. So in this way, nobody can see that she's going. Sometimes, in order to, In order to not have anybody know, her maidservant, like even Gurudev might be doing that now or an hour from now, putting cloth around her ankle belt so they won't tinkle, so she'll be able to go very stealthily. And she might be putting her hand on Gurudev's shoulder, just as Gurudev put his hand on Madhavmara's shoulder. This will be coming out very soon, so I think it's no harm that I tell you, but it has been a secret up till now. Shripad Madhavaraj wrote a prayer, I think it's an 8th stanza prayer, all about Gurudev and his Manjari identity. And he read it to Gurudev several times back in the 90s, and Gurudev, he said Gurudev turned different colors. And Gurudev asked him, how did you know all this? And he said, only by your mercy. So Madhavaraj told me this prayer, and I wrote it down, back in the early 90s. And I needed to know it, because when I was painting the Manjari, and I was doing a Seva Kunj painting with the Manjari, so he gave me special mercy. But Gurudev said, don't tell anybody this prayer, but later on you'll be able to tell. So Madhavaraj said he'll print it in his next volume of his Gurudev memoir. So I think it's okay to share with you that Shishi Raya Gopinatha Ki Jai, Shri Satchinandan Gaura Hari Ki Jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. So sometimes Radharani will put her hand on Gurudev's shoulder in his Manjari form. Where sometimes Gurudev he's very golden in complexion, and he wears pinkish garments. Of course, all the Manjaris also wear whatever remnants Radharani gives them. But especially he wears pink. And sometimes he binds the ankle bells with cloth so that nobody can hear. Also, sometimes Radharani may become afraid when she's passing by a tree that doesn't have like fruits or flowers. She's thinking that it's part of a tree where you can see the branches and it kind of looks like a man. So Radharani becomes afraid. So Gurudev might speak to her words of consolation that, don't worry, nobody's here. You know, when you're doing something wrong, you're always afraid that there's somebody around all the corners. So it's quote unquote wrong to go and meet with Krishna because she's a married lady. So all the conceptions that we have here of this fear when I'm doing something wrong, that maybe the police car is coming or maybe somebody spotted me, that all comes from, it's all a perverted reflection of that reality. So, okay, back to our five, I wanted to get that said before the deities close. So, Rup Shiksha is number four, and number five is Sri Sanatan Shiksha, which is Lord Chaitanya's teaching to Sri Sanatan Goswami, which I think is two or three chapters, like chapter 20, 21, 22, 23. It's two or three chapters of Majjalila. Thank you. Well, I think it starts at 20. It might start at 21, and it goes to 23. And there it's really an A to Z, because he's talking about the opulences of Krishna, his various incarnations, how these various incarnations were the superintendents of each month. That's why each month is named after one of his incarnations, like Kartika's Damodar month, his Purushottama month. And then his different incarnations, like the Purusha avatars, the Leela avatars, the Guna avatars. I was speaking of that Janava has offered to give a bhakti class or bhakti class once a week. Did you figure out a time or day? If you talk with her, she's offered to do that as increased service to Srila Gurudev and her Guru Maharaj, Srila Puri Maharaj. So if you see her, if you're a new devotee and you want to see her, or you're not so new but you never learned things like who are the Purusha avatars and who are the Guna avatars and what are their functions in this universe, then she'll be giving beautiful classes. So in Sanatana Shiksha, he's talking about the sweetness of Krishna's pastime, how he has unlimited cows and his opulences, and all about the rules and regulations of Vaidya Bhakti, then coming to Raghunuga Bhakti, then coming to Prema Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, what are the definitions of each. And Srila Gurudev quotes so much from all of these five chapters, including the Sanatana Shiksha, when he's training the devotees to give what are the definitions of Sadhan Bhakti, what's the definition of Bhava Bhakti. And he gives classes to the devotees who were traveling with him, that they had to learn verses for homework and then recite their verses. Then he'd ask them for the meaning. And if they were even one word off, like Braganath said, he was giving a prayer of King Chitraketu, and he said, again I want to serve you. So Gurudev said, why do you say again? It's again and again. So Braganath said, no, it says in the translation again. Then Gurudev said, but it's again and again. He had never served before. Now he wants to serve regularly and repeatedly. So if they were one word off, he would that teach them such precision. And you'll see that decision in the 2008 morning walk book and the next morning walk book. And remind me tomorrow, I'll mention the sixth chapter that Gurudev gave a lot of themes on, which isn't part of the five. But also, if you don't know that chapter, we also can advance in bhakti. And we'll discuss that tomorrow. More Premanandi and Eddie Bowles. Shishi Rai Gopinath Ki Jai. Shisachinanda Mora Hari Ki Jai. Shri Giridhar Somadhan Ki Jai. Shri Jaman Devi Ki Jai. Shri Amritala Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Gurudev Ki Jai. Well, just to let you know that Uddhava, he's a Prema Pure Bhakta, and the Pandavas are Prema Pura Bhakta. Shri Sundar Arati Ki Jai.
No, he wants to wait because he has to check a few things with a Sanskrit professor. I'll give some hints about it tomorrow. Yeah.
Name?
We'll talk about it soon. Very different. So Tiruni's arranging everything for you? Tiruni. She'll be arranging. She said she spoke to you. Good. And maybe you'll end up staying in Braj. Maybe Premavati will help you and give you services and find a job and all that stuff. Let's see. Let's see what Krishna and Gurudev desire.
So
you know how to turn this off? Oh, I do. Yeah.
I don't know how, but usually it's easy.
So the box stays here, right?
What?
The box stays here. Can it stay here?
Oh, yeah.
The instrument in the room?